And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break production of Fortis Institute. Well, President Trump continues his campaign against gender ideology. Executive orders have already forced multiple hospitals to suspend transgender treatments for children, with facilities in New York, Chicago, Washington, and beyond pulling back from what the president rightly called chemical and surgical mutilation. And the consequences for unchecked gender ideology were on full display at the U.S. Masters Swimming National Championships recently, where a male competitor swept every women's event that he entered. He dominated the women's 45 to 49 age group, winning races by margins as wide as 4 seconds, an eternity in competitive swimming. And in California, Democrats doubled down on the same dangerous ideology, voting down common sense bills that would have kept male sex offenders out of women's prisons. The Senate Public Safety Committee, including a far-left senator, rejected Republican proposals despite letters from female inmates describing brutal assaults. One woman testified that she suffered a spontaneous abortion after being beaten by a male inmate. When the author of the Republican proposal questioned why the state was distributing condoms in women's prisons, not a single Democrat had an answer. Yeah, that's par for the course. And President Trump is also tackling institutional failure, announcing a FEMA review council tasked with returning emergency management power to the state after widespread criticism of FEMA's handling of recent disasters, including the revelation that workers were directed to skip homes with Trump signs following Hurricane Milton. The president has assembled a team of experts, including Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, and several governors to fix what he calls a terrible broken system. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has suspended a Milwaukee judge following federal charges that she helped an illegal inmate evade ICE agents. And new research shows that the abortion pill is 22 times more dangerous than the FDA claimed, with 11.2% of women suffering serious complications, including hemorrhaging and emergency room visits. That's vastly higher than the less than 0.5% the FDA reported. And at the Democratic National Convention, newly elected Vice Chair David Hogg faces a challenge from Native American Kaylin Free, who lost the race in February but now claims the election discriminated against women of color. The committee will meet virtually next week to consider the complaint, adding to Hogg's troubles after DNC Chairman Ken Martin rebuked his plans to funnel $20 million into primary challenges against incumbent Democrats. More and more trouble for the Democratic Party. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.